Ash and JB, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
How are we, everyone? Welcome to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. And we are going to get on to them, probably not straight away, but we will get on to your correspondence. But the first thing that I did want to speak about, and not Donald Trump this time, we will speak about it in a minute, but he's doing bits again this week, isn't it? But we've never been one to shy from the paranormal or the UAPs, the drones, and whatever they're calling them these days. But Matt, I saw something else again last weekend.
But you did.
Yeah. So Sunday morning, it's getting to that time of year again now, isn't it? Where it's the sun's coming out earlier.
Mm.
So we was actually having a chill morning for a change. So I'd woke up, but properly started to wake up around about 5:30, 6-ish. Even though I was lying there trying not to be on my phone, because the dog's on the bottom of the bed, he's chilling, he's all snugged up and that, like, missus is asleep. And then whatever point it was, I've started to get my phone out anyway. And then I've looked out the window. So it is daylight now. And because I like to look at the clouds, I said it last week, you know, I like to just look at the sky, just, you know, be away with the fairies, essentially. But yeah, I was looking at the clouds and then something shiny caught my eye. Now, obviously, there's all aeroplanes and that going around all the time. But this was just above, so it was in the distance, but it was just above the tree line to the right of these trees, which the trees are at the park at the back of mine. And the easiest way to describe it was a silver ball, but I could only see the bottom half. So essentially, I could only see the reflection on the bottom.
Could it have been a balloon that's obviously, as it's flying away, kind of like went vertical? Does that make sense?
No, because you'd still see the balloon shape, wouldn't you?
No, so like...
Well, you want about a little kid's balloon? Like
no, you just, you know, like when you have a happy birthday one, they're not fully round, like a sphere.
No, because it was definitely further away from the trees.
Okay.
So, and I'll tell you why I know it was past the trees anyway. So I saw it for a couple of seconds because it was the flash, the way that the light would... shone off of it that caught my eye. At this point, the missus woke up and she started to talk. And then, obviously, because I'm pregnant, she wanted me to fucking touch her belly. But I've had to interrupt her and just say, hang on, what was that? And so, again, because I've got the air ambulance that does go to the hospital by me, and then, you know, helicopters around, but I knew it was an helicopter because, again, the air ambulance ones, they're yellow and orange ones. And then normal helicopters, you know, you can see them. They're not reflective silver. They're not like a silver chrome. But it was literally like a couple of seconds of the flash that I'd seen and it's disappeared. Now, it's underneath the clouds. It wasn't in the cloud line. You know, it's just above the tree line at this point. So I'm staring out the window. Or what's going on. So after about 2 minutes, it's come back again. And that's when I saw the shape. So I could see the bottom half of this sphere that's all chrome-like.
Yeah.
Lasted 5 to 10 seconds, then it's disappeared again. And so obviously I'm pointing, I'm like, there it is. I'm saying to the right of the trees, because there's 3 trees, I'm to the right of there, blah, blah. So I can't see nothing. So yeah, it's gone now. And I'm waiting. So a couple minutes later, it's back again. and now it started to drift in behind the trees. She still couldn't see, but again, I could just about see in between the branches, and then it's disappeared. So for probably nearly half an hour, I'm staring out the window, trying to watch for this like dome thing to do something. And because again, there was a plane that had already gone over, and you know, you see the trails off the planes. Yeah. So she thought I was on about that first, and maybe it was some of the like the trail that's dropped down. I was like, no, look at it, it's shining, but it's reflecting the light. So she weren't having none of it. She couldn't see it properly. And then, so by the time it got to the other side of these three trees, it just completely disappeared then. So it from the perspective that I could see, it was probably about an inch to the left of the trees at this point. And then it didn't come back out again.
That's weird, isn't it?
Mm.
So what do you think you saw, mate?
Aliens?
Aliens, of course.
Aliens, they're in Coventry, they're wanting it, aren't they?
They want it.
Yeah. Obviously, the listeners Coventry. To the podcast, and yeah. They were like, yeah, I know that JD lives around here somewhere, and he spoke about wanting to get in touch with our people, so let's scope the area.
Here we are.
So they'll be close. but yeah, it's just another one of those unexplained situations, really. Yeah,
I've never seen anything like that. I'd love to see something like that. Well, no.
Well, because it's a couple of times that I've had these kinds of experiences. I remember there was the noise situation before as well. Mm. But yeah, Coventry's becoming the new Scotland with the hot pot, spots, I think. Do I find that weird? Why does Scotland have so many sightings? Wales is high, but Scotland's the highest.
Is it because like there's not the population is less there, so it's more rural?
If there's less people, you'd expect less sightings.
No, so that's why I'm saying in terms of... No, I get that point of view because it's just... I don't know. I don't know
what you're trying to say. I think off of numbers that are reported, Scotland's higher. I don't think... Is it the stat of like per capita or something?
Or is it because there's nothing there so you can see it more in the darkness? It's where I've imagined you have all the light pollution.
Mm.
Maybe that. I don't know. But it is interesting, actually, that they... It always seems to be in a designated area at a time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No,
for me, wow. I mean, pretty much above Coombe Abbey, that was where I was looking.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, we've, like the winter time, they have that light show and that.
Yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
So, because I remember years ago when they'd first started doing that, because I didn't know they were doing a light show. I thought that it was like, you know, the lights off the fucking UFOs flying around above the clouds and that, and it weren't until I realised I could see the lights shining up and the torches in another bit of the cloud and that. But yeah, so it was around that area that this UFO was. So yeah, they're out for us. They're going to get us. 2025, it's happening.
Oh, well, hopefully I'll get to see something soon or experience something soon like that.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day, Ash. Well, we'll get into a quick one of them, and we shall do.
What's wrong with you?
This one was from Tegan. I don't know where that's come from. People that don't put things back where they got it. If you pick up my things, put it back in its place.
No, I fully agree with this one. Fully agree with it.
I suppose you can. Since you got the little one running around, picking stuff up, putting it down, throwing it, making a mess. Is that where it's relatable for you?
No, it's more my stuff. So, like, my spot has designated spots where they go. So, if it's not, like, don't put it where it isn't designated to go.
Mm.
So, no, I fully agree with that one. With baby stuff, you just got to let that go, mate. Just pick it up as and where.
Well, I'll try and have places for my things, but for some reason the wife likes to redesignate my stuff lately. My keys, for example, I'd like to put them next to the kettle because that's the first and last thing that's being used in my kitchen, well, from myself, apart from the fridge if I'm going to get a fucking drink or something. But yeah, the boiler kettle, so when I'm up in the morning, have a cup of tea, grab them, and then I'm out. Walk in the dark, whatever. But no, now she's decided that they have to go in a bowl with my body still in the kitchen, but nowhere near the kettle. So nowhere near. It's like a meter and a half away, but it's not the point. Yeah. Like, it's not in my usual spot. Because
yeah, yeah.
I like to keep the stuff together. So if it's something that I'm going to put back in the van in the morning, I'll put it with my keys. You know, so I'll grab it at the same time.
Yeah.
But no, she moves them. And then I'll forget that. Or, I don't know, say it's carrier bags to take to Basda to go shopping afterwards. And then I'm like, the fucking bags are in the house because they weren't left with my keys because they were moved into the cupboard with all the rest of the fucking bags that don't need to be there. Why have you got that? Like 400 carrier bags.
Yeah, I keep them in my car now.
See, this is what I try to do. Try and have a select few that's just left in the car. And then, like once I've done a bit of shopping, come back, fold the bag up, put it with my keys. So then when I'm going back into the van, it's back in there.
Okay.
But we've still got not as many these days because I did go for a phase of taking older ones or ones that are on the way out away with me to work and then use them as rubbish bags. So not as many, but there's still, you know, a good pile underneath the boiler. There's just no need for it. Well, I don't pay for them anymore, but still. You seen the price of them now as well, these bags for life. Okay. The cheap plastic ones.
Is this 25 pence?
40p in as they're now. Lisa, why don't pay for them?
Yeah, fuck that.
I know. But to be fair, like, again, the missus moaned at me the other day about it. I'm like, no, because I've got enough of them. And as far as they're aware, I've paid for them all. And so if they were to question me on why I've selected no bags or not scanned it, just say, well, I've just bought one in that's ripped, that's broken, and they're meant to replace it for free anyway. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they've got to replace it for free.
That's paid for.
Yeah. So, you know, that 40p, I'm not paying it.
No.
Rip-offs.
So we really feel you on this one, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we do. Miles asked,
right,
what's happened to the album of the week? Because
yeah, we started, we didn't do it last. Then,
to be fair, the last couple of weeks we've just fucking gone off on tangents and just
yeah.
We promised the 1 week we was gonna call out the correspondence and we didn't do none of it.
No.
Last week we did half of them.
Was there an album that you would recommend, mate?
To be honest, I can't remember what other ones I was, because I have been listening to more music again lately, but I can't remember what ones I was gonna suggest. This week though, it's a like a small band called Ollie 60. So they're kind of like a country, almost a rock sort of style of music. Their first EP, there was like 5 songs on there. Really good though. It's got quite a raspy voice and that. Not long songs. And then you can tell it's written from live experiences and that as well. So, yeah, Ollie 60, give them a listen.
There you go. And now the album of the week's back.
Yeah.
Wow. Artist of the week on this one, though.
But it is, there's like 3 or 4 of them. But there's the one singer and then his little band around him.
Yeah.
Which tends to be how bands work, a lot of them.
Well, yeah, it'd be hard not to, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Is there been
we do this a lot though. We just yeah. Go on. I was going to say sorry.
No, I was going to say, has there been any albums or anything that you've listened to this week?
To be honest, all this week, if I've listened to music, it's just been certain songs, not albums. So no, I haven't got one this week, but I will bear any more for next week.
Okay. Now back to me.
We are going through them at the moment, mate. Fuck, you know.
Well, this one's from fucking Kirsty. Old Golden Older, the old puppet shagger.
She did actually, didn't she?
Yeah, she won't admit to it, but yeah. So she says about scripted reality TV shows, why are they still like this with all the fake drama?
You know what gets... Sorry. You know what gets me? The ghost shows. And I think I've mentioned before on the podcast where something happens and like they scream and then it goes to a different camera angle, but then in the different camera angle you don't see the cameraman that's right in front of them that's got the original face shock, like
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I hate that kind of stuff.
I haven't watched any of the Ghost programs for a long time now. But saying that, I'm going away in a couple of weeks, so I probably will get some of them classic caravan programs on.
Yeah.
Bit of the Gold Diggers,
Storage Wars.
The
American Pickers.
American Pickers. That's what I was trying to think of.
When it comes on TV, I just watch it. Look, it's just good. I don't know.
Yeah, because yeah. when I'm sitting there with the TV, I'm playing my Switch or something. So when the American Pickers comes on, and some of the other ones anyway, but I'll spend more time watching that. Yeah. And then it gets to the break. I'm like, oh shit, yeah. I was playing this. Then fucking yeah. So it's a good job I don't try and go for time achievements or anything, because. It'd be no good.
Yeah. But no, in terms of those reality TV, I can't stand it. No, I've never really done.
The Ghost programs and that, yeah. But the likes of Geordie Shore and all that.
I used to watch that, but then he got too. It was the same. It went into the same.
I don't know, man. Look, I've never been into any of them and that Love Island, whatever. But when I was at your brother's the other week, he's sitting there. I was like, what the fuck is this show? And I'm sure that was Geordie Shore. So, yeah, but it's different now because, you know, some of the original cast, they're older and they've got families and whatever and this and that. I'm like, don't care. It's still fucking shit, any. But, some of them are... Sorry, the dog's just standing all over everything. Some of them have just got to make a bit of money, haven't they?
That's it.
And it means being scripted...
You know what though? It would imagine being young though and getting paid just to go out and get drunk and getting paid to do it. And now you're older and you get paid just to go out and not to get drunk, but you get filmed basically. Yeah, we'll have a little social beers, you know. Mm. But I get what you're saying, Kirsty. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice, but nah. I mean, all I'd say to that is just stop watching them really.
Mm.
Yeah, don't switch them on. I don't know, stick to YouTube, Netflix, some of the other stuff that's meant to be scripted, really. Not because, again, I don't know how they can call it a reality TV show when it's not reality. Because if it's scripted, it's not real. So, yeah, I don't know how they can get away with it. But obviously people are watching it, so they're earning money and they're going to keep doing it, really, aren't they? So I couldn't do it, man. Fuck that.
If you're getting paid to do it, yeah.
Well,
oh, no. Do that next time, Jamie. Just when they say, just be a bit more angry about it. No, what have you done that for? You could do it.
If it was something that actually pissed me off, they wouldn't need to direct me on that one. Yeah, it's just weird.
Because after the bold storylines and it, so I think I could do it, mate. Well, for the money they're on, yeah.
Yeah. But if they've got to build storylines, I might as well be writing for EastEnders, isn't it?
No, but I think it's different. I think like with those reality TV shows, I think as long as some of the stuff is real in terms of like names and stuff like that, they can get away with it. Just, it's, you know, yeah, I don't know, actually, I might change that. But I'm not a big fan of them.
Well, I thought you liked watching the Love Island and all that as well.
No, I used to like it when they used to like actually fuck and stuff like that. Like they used to like, now they play the game. You can see the play of the game now, because if you play the game, you do better after.
Okay.
So if you come off better on the show, you seem to have a better career off the show. But now it's like when they used to like proper kick off and stuff, but that's not allowed no more. No,
I suppose so. Yeah. Have you seen any of the clips of the Spanish one?
Temptation. Oh, yeah, where his wife's going to... Yeah, yeah. That one's a mad one. I don't know, why would you even do that show? That show's mad.
Well, because it was only the main viral clip that I'd seen. The geezer all fucking like crying, then he's running across the beach to try and get back to the other side or something.
So he gets to her, and then the next night she does it again.
Well, because I was reading through the comments. So essentially, she done that because he had a dance with like whatever woman, which that's a part of the game because you're meant to get tempted, aren't you?
Yeah.
He's had the dance, not done anything, just danced, and then. She wasn't happy about it, so she ended up fucking getting banged on black and white night vision in the bed on the other side of the island.
Yeah, no.
And he's like screaming on the beach at the TV, like, no, la 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 la,
when you go for a show called Temptation Island, and the thing set up for you to cheat. Because I have watched the first season of the American one, well, a few episodes.
I didn't know there was an American one, to be fair.
So basically, you're couples, and all the lads go to a different villa, and all the females go to a different villa. Then they introduce single males into the females, and single females into the males. And then I have to do, like, live with them to see if the temptation's there. And obviously, if the temptation's there, you're not meant to be together. And if you can somehow overcome these temptations, they normally go off and get married, or that's, you know, the gist of it. Are they strong enough, you know, and stuff like this? But yeah.
I couldn't do it. It would wind me up. It was bad enough when the missus was working behind the bar with people just trying it on, trying to chat her up and whatever, which, you know, I can't moan too much because I did that. That was how I fucking wooed her back in the day. But yeah, doing it for a TV show as well, when it's forced for it.
Yeah, yeah, like it's literally designed for it to happen.
Yeah, wouldn't want to do it, man. No. Fuck that. But, yeah, too much of a nuisance.
No, it would be.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah, so, Kirsty, stop watching the fucking shit TV programs. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Stick to films. Or some of the album recommendations that we're banging out consistently. there was a question from Riley. Why do men seem more afraid of having children when women objectively have it worse in pregnancy, birth, and infancy?
Oh, that's, well.
So it is a bit of a thinker, this one.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to take this one while I have a little think about it? Because obviously you're in the moment now from a different stage to where I am. So it'd be nice to get your perspective on this. Obviously, your partner's pregnant. So.
I'd say for me, really, I've not been afraid to have any children. For a good few years, I've just said basically when she's ready, then we'll have kids. Not meaning to put the pressure onto her, but it's just because she's a few years younger. And obviously women with the biological clock. So it was putting the ball into her park. But it, years ago, before I was with the missus and that, it was more so just wanting to be old-fashioned, really, wanting to be in a committed relationship and married and all that before having kids. Whereas, you know, it is too common where, you know, young fucking pregnancies, you know, when we was in school and fresh out of school and that, the girls having fucking kids straight away and, you know, young single parents, when you can't even look after yourself, you wouldn't want to bring someone else into the fucking equation, really. So I always felt. But I've never personally been afraid about doing it. And then, yeah, I mean, is it worse than getting kicked in the balls?
But it's definitely not worse than getting kicked in the balls 100%. No. That's just a ridiculous comment to make. But I do agree with you. I think for me, personally, I don't know if it's for everyone. Obviously, a lot of our lads had kids young, and you could see, you'd ask them to do stuff. And this, when you're younger, you want to go out, you want it in the car, and I'm looking after the kids or whatever. I've got no money, this and that. And you don't appreciate that at the time, I suppose, when you're younger and you want to go out and you want to still chill with your mates every weekend. Because now, if I did nothing cool weekend, probably I'd probably prefer it, but back then you'd want to go out. So maybe that's, for me, as I was younger, that's my point of view, where that's what put me off having kids. Now, I didn't want to be in a situation with having a kid where, you know, you didn't have your own place. You weren't, not so much set up, but you're better off financially in terms of you're not at the bottom of it, like, you know, you're not just starting out.
Yeah, well, we've touched on it before, and it, you know, it's not a selfish thing to think you want to be financially stable to be able to provide for the kids.
Yeah.
We grew up, you know, never having everything we wanted straight away or anything. We had to wait for things, you know, if we needed clothes or fucking toys or whatever, we had to wait or save up our own pocket money or whatever.
I have to wait now with Kobe.
Yeah.
She comes first.
You know, it's, yeah. But, yeah, wanting to think of the bigger picture and, as you just say, put them first. I think that's a more mature approach, really.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think we've answered that. Well, actually, man, if I do say, I think
a lot of women are triggered about them believing that pregnancy is worse than getting kicked in the balls lock. But you know,
no, well, that's just it is. Though, yeah, they just got to deal with it. We've done well there. There was no lies told in that. Though.
No, I feel like it was quite an open, honest, and real take on the question. To be fair,
the open podcast.
We've got to be serious sometimes, yeah. Don't we? You know.
Well, we can mix it up, can't we? You know, we said it before. We're versatile.
All versatile.
Look at us smashing these out now.
That still happens sometimes, though, don't it? But, you know, God. We've got a tattoo update as well.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Just a little recap. We had a bad tattoo. Wasn't happy with it, and we said a couple of things. So this says that they'd already been back to the tattoo shop, and that they're now working on getting it rectified along with additional work. So it's now going to be a full leg piece, traditional carp, and floral Asian style.
Yes. So obviously, I think we all understand what it, well, what the story is going for. So yeah, I can imagine that. Obviously, the that was my knee. If anyone could hear that, Well, I'm happy that everything's in place.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rectified.
Yeah.
It would be interesting if it's the same tattoo artist. I know he said he's gone to the same shop, but I wonder if it's the same artist that he's trusting to do it.
Yeah.
Because would you? That's my point of view.
Because it depends. Because I'll bleed as well.
Mm.
I mean, it will bleed. I bleed a lot with the tattoos I do. So I know.
Where's this one? You can't handle it, or what?
Just ginger, ain't it? Thin skin. It's the soles. Wait,
is that really a thing?
I think it is because of being ginger. I don't know why you're laughing so hard, mate.
But why would that make you bleed?
No, because obviously we've already got the skin pigment thing. That's why we have to wear factor 600 to be out in the fucking 12 degrees sun.
Okay, fair one then. I apologise for laughing. I thought we was having a blur.
No. It is something to do with the pale skin thing and that.
Yeah.
But
you ain't that pale though, are you, really? Like, when you think about it.
I'm not too bad.
No?
I mean, I am. Like, my arms are really good.
But, like, in the summertime, you're not, obviously, you do.
I do wear the cream a lot, to be fair.
Yeah, but you do get, like, a bit of colour to it, yeah?
Yeah, I feel like because I'm, like, either driving or out quite a lot.
Yeah, you just didn't anymore.
Yeah. So even though I've got the cream on, I don't burn. I do just get a little bit of colour.
Mm.
But whereas I have burnt in the past, so I've just learned from experience. But, yeah, I have had it with the tattoo artist saying essentially because they're having to wipe more because there's blood coming out when there shouldn't be, or not as much. So it's harder for them. So whether it could be something like that where they just struggled with, I don't know, a bit of bleeding or something maybe, and couldn't get it right. But I'd like to think since they've gone back to the same shop that if the artist hasn't got a good enough excuse to sit, well, fall back on, that it is going to be one of the other employees taking over.
Yeah.
Because it's their business at the end of the day, isn't it? They've got to make sure that there's no negative publicity out there. Yeah.
Well, we're glad that's been resolved.
Yeah. Well, we didn't resolve anything since it was done before we actually responded to it. But yeah, glad they're getting back on to me. Chaos. It's not the dog, it's the baby running around. I was going to say the wind turbines, but it's not. It's the little flower ones.
Yeah,
it is a wind thing, though, isn't it? Where obviously the wind blows it around. It
spins,
and
the flower spins around.
Remember the cheap ones that we had when we were kids, where it was just similar to the Christmas decorations, where it was like a foil.
Yeah.
And it was like 4 points just wrapped around. And then you'd blow it, spin it around. Speaking of blowing. I got the dog some bubbles. So, you know, you get the little pot, pull it out, and you blow the bubbles. But they were flavoured ones. So the idea is, so they were duck flavoured. So, you know, you're meant to blow the bubbles and the dog's fucking jumping around, eating the fucking bubbles and that. Didn't give a fuck. Blowing them right in, well, say, I was. The missus was doing it, fucking blowing the bubbles right at him, struggling to fucking blow the thing. Obviously, you've got the little stick and you're meant to hold it in front of your mouth and fucking blow it. Nah, fucking, look, holding it basically next to a chin and fucking wondering why the bubbles weren't coming out.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone not being able to blow bubbles, mate.
Well, she don't fucking blow anything, mate, that's why. Fucking... but, yeah, couldn't do it. Look, so I've had to correct her while she's still trying. And then, yeah, when she finally got them coming out, the fucking... Yeah,
weren't just, interested.
No, weren't interested. £5 wasted, man. So if I remember, I'll bring them and see if little Alpha Boy likes them.
Yeah.
We'll zero calories, go. Mate. So you ain't got to worry about him getting chunkier.
Oh, boy, Donish, isn't
it? It's a shame, isn't it? He's all right. He fucking loves it. Loves his scran. We've got to get James out of the way, haven't we?
Yes.
He loves it. He said... I'm going to fucking go back to it and don't actually scroll past again. So obviously, we're not a football podcast, but James loves to talk about football. Shame you will lose to Arsenal this weekend. We want to hold the trophy early.
Well, it looks like that's going to be the case.
Yeah, if Arsenal don't win on Sunday, then they've had a shock of a day. It doesn't work that way anyway. Even if, you know, Liverpool mathematically win in the next couple of weeks the Premier League trophy, still have to wait until the end of the season.
I thought they'd have it when they're winning.
No, look, so it'll get announced, but the proper celebration, they have to wait until the end of the season, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
So they're not
going
to be able to hold it and fucking start walking around the pitch with you. They have to wait. So... Mm. Yeah, but don't worry, mate. You'll have the open top bus parade soon enough.
I'm sure it'll be on the lampposts, you know, them ones. Yeah,
fucking standing on top of a bus stop.
Yeah,
fucking, yeah, Gerard! he loves it. He loves it.
Thanks, James.
Yeah. I mean, they were lucky the other night, weren't they, Liverpool? PSG, fucking...
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I heard it was...
Well, it was just... Alisson, to be fair, no, there was a couple of poor misses from PSG, lol, but Alisson did have a good game.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they nicked the win in the end. Those ones win the titles and the cups and stuff, don't they? So, yeah, fair play. But, yeah, we still go back to, we'll see what happens next season. For Liverpool, not United. Nothing fucking going to happen with them. Pancake day the other day. Did you have some pancakes?
I did not have pancakes.
I think I asked you this last year. You're not a big pancake fan, are you?
No, I am, but I just never really wake up and go pancakes. But I did not have pancake day.
Well, I didn't have them for breakfast. I did do them on the night time. More of a crepe style as well. But obviously because it was leading up to it and You do your scrolling through TikTok and that, as most people do. Obviously, there was a lot of recipes and that thrown out there, but the amount of people that I saw that didn't know how to make pancakes. So the lazy way is to go to your Asda's and whatever, and you can buy the bottles with the powder mix and you just add water, give it a good shake, and you just make your pancakes that way.
Right.
But you're given a look now as if to say you don't know how to make pancakes.
Awful, that is... I know there's a different way, but that if it was pancakes, that would be the way.
So from scratch, you wouldn't know what to do?
No, I don't think so. No.
Jesus Christ. So...
I like buying the ready-made ones where you just fucking... Like the proline ones, you just bang them in.
So the ready-made pancakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fair do's like getting ready-made ones and that. But, you know, if you're making from scratch, it's easy. It's just fucking... So a basic recipe... You think of 1, 2, 3, 100 grams of flour, plain flour, 2 eggs, 300 mils of milk, give it a mix, and then start frying them bad boys up. That's a basic. There's more ways to do it. You can add some fucking baking soda and this and that to get thicker ones, fluffy ones, yeah. And fucking. But yeah, for a standard crepe style pancake, easy. And it was shocking. And you've shocked me as well. I'm disappointed.
No, I don't have them enough to even think about cooking them.
You need to start cooking more, though, don't you? But I can see your missus in the background giving a fucking nod of approval there. She ain't, but yeah, it was just a funny comment to make. Comedy,
yeah. Yeah, I don't like cooking that. I think you have to enjoy cooking. Kayla's a good cook. She don't believe me when I say it. I don't think so, but she's a good cook. If you got to cook, why cook if you think it's going to be rubbish?
No, but you got to have a go yourself, you know, try a bit more.
When she's not here, just take away, mate.
Yeah, but that's lazy.
That's proper.
And it's a waste of money. This is why you have to wait to get your own things. Because you're putting a baby first and you're putting yourself first with a takeaway.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I'm thinking about attempting doing a beef Wellington this weekend. Never done one yet.
Oh, okay. No, actually, but, they are, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to be hard to cook, isn't it? Like,
it's a lot of work to go in. Yes. Depending on what way you're going
to
do
it. Cully in it, if it's not done right, it just explodes. Not explodes, but like soggy.
It can be soggy pastry and that, but it can be like a 2-day process. I'm not going to do that full size one because it will be a small beef joint if I do it. I've seen enough videos and that over the years. I'm just going to give it a go. I'm going to get the pre-made pastry. Already got some mushrooms, I just need to get a little beef joint. So essentially you pre-cook your beef, fucking do the wazzing with the mushrooms and that, put it on the pastry, beef in, roll it up, and then roll it up in cling film so it stays compact, fridge for a couple hours, pull it back out. If you want to put some decorative pastry in that on the top, bit of egg wash, in the oven, bam, done.
So
yeah, I'm tempted to do that this weekend.
Let's give it a go. If you think you're capable, mate.
Doing a chicken curry tonight as well. Got all the fresh chicken and everything to give it a fucking go.
Well, I had a curry for ages.
I enjoy it, man. So I was thinking about doing the katsu curry again, but nah, I'm just going to do a standard curry from scratch. Got some prawn crackers as well. Ready to have them bad boys. Even going to do fresh rice. Fucking micro rice.
No Uncle Ben's?
Nah.
Be disappointed, you know.
Just reminds me of Spider-Man too much. Brings a tear to my eye. Fucking. Fucking. Need a grind the other day. Because I'd finished playing Final Fantasy 16. And look, good storyline and all that. But at the end, I'm not going to spoil the whole thing for anyone that does want to play it. But the end, you got the one woman crying and the dog's fucking crying, howling at the fucking moon and that. And like, it just, you know, when it hits the fucking emotions, because you know that like your dog would be sad if anything fucking happened to you and that. Mm. And I was like, fuck, I was holding it in, man. Like, no, don't cry at a fucking video game. Fucking terrible, man. Like, the amount of TikToks and that I see as well, and it's like, fucking, I saw a post this morning actually, not too far from us, but there's a dog, like, the pleading for fucking a new home for him, and that was going to get put down tomorrow. Fucking didn't have a baby on the way, I'd fucking have him, man. But when you see these posts and that, fucking,
yeah, someone will have him, hopefully.
A few times. I was meant to bring it up on the fucking pod last year now. Because they can clone your dog.
Yeah, I think you did bring it up, didn't you?
No, we spoke about wanting to speak about it, and then we never got around to it. Because it was after I'd been away last time. Because it was while I was away that it was on ITV News talking about it. And also whilst I was away, I was fucking sitting on the toilet crying my eyes out watching a video of a man talking about his dog that's on his last legs and that. Fucking, it's not good, man. It's literally sitting there crying. I'm a grown-ass man. But it's good to be in touch with your emotions. But that's why I was going to bring it up at that point. Because I don't think it was too bad of a price, to be fair. I think it was around 15 grand, which I know it's still a lot of money, but, you know, is it something that you think, if you had that spare, do you think you'd do it for little Alfie boy?
Yeah, if money weren't an option or had a lot more of it. I don't know, actually. I don't know. It'd be more, you know, when you know it's coming to the end. But no, I wouldn't know, actually.
So, obviously, because it's not a major thing still at the moment, like, but I'd like to see, after more of it's done, to whether they still grow up with the same, like, mentality and all that. Like.
Yeah.
Because I know that they're going to look the same, but are they going to, like, if the dog's a little prick?
Well, look, you're not going to bring him up the same, though, are you? Because you're going to be, like, so say, like, for instance, Alfie now. We had him when we was in our 20s. We're not going to bring him up as if he was in our 20s, so he's going to be brought up different. So he's not going to have the same. He's not going to be the same. He's going to get brought up different. His genetics would be the same, but it doesn't mean his characteristics and his personality would be the same, because we're not the same as we was then.
Yeah.
Did you know what I'm saying? So I suppose all those little things will play a factor. And so I don't... It'd be hard to say, actually, but it would be interesting to see what you're saying. How the dog grows.
Yeah, I suppose if there was a controlled environment where it was going to be the same circumstances, the raising would still be the same. I'd imagine mine at the moment would still be the same, because he's fucking ignorant, man. But he definitely knows what you're saying. But, yeah, just fucking... Look, even because he likes to get up on the sofa with me, but most of the time, I'll have to move stuff out of the way. So... I fucking, the other night, moved stuff off the one part of the sofa, because he puts his chin on, like, he gives notice to say, I want to come up. So, moved stuff off there, and then he moves to another part of the sofa and gets on there. I'm like, yes. You know what I've just done? You've made me move this, and now you've gone there, and he gives me a look as if to say, yeah, because you're the bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, put you in your place.
Yeah. So, that's why I have to kick him sometimes, just to let him know on the bus. Yeah. He is a little div sometimes. Looking, look, again, just walking this morning. So I've had today off, plans in for the MOT, so I've had a free day. Woman walking a little pug, and this pug's just been sick, so she's trying to clean it off the floor a little bit. And he's there trying to, like, lick it and everything. And, you know, when they're proper pulling, I'm like, mate, what are you doing? But this pug's fucking wanting to have a little play on that. So he's bouncing around, my dog's bouncing around, then he keeps going towards the sick, the woman's trying to pick it up, and like, so I've had to walk into the road, like, drag him away, let her fucking do what she wants, and then she's ended up walking with me, and obviously talking then, still don't get it, but I had the conversation with the missus the other day as well, just don't get, like, I've got my headphones on, but I don't need conversations.
Maybe you should have noticeable headphones on, so... Maybe it's just like a sign that the headphones are there, so like maybe look more approachable. Maybe she have no headphones on or earphones in. Maybe she get the earbuds.
But maybe even when I've got the earbuds, which I've lost by the way, I need to get some new ones. Don't know how I've lost them, but yeah. And that's kind of how it works, isn't it? Losing things. But yeah, it's the big overhead headphones, and then it's obvious because I'm pressing pause, moving it off my ear. To have a conversation, and then I keep sliding it back, and then they carry on talking, so I have to move it back again. I just don't get the hint. It's rather annoying. But, you know, I suppose that's just one of the things that we have to put up with sometimes. When you're an approachable person, that is, with all the good conversation, all the chat skills. So, yeah, James, enjoy the rest of the season while you can. I don't know how much more he can try and push out to me, to be fair.
I think as long as you keep responding to it, mate, you should just go, here we go, a message of James. Now, Kirsty also said, then move on to someone else. But he's
break after, his little heart, though, won't he?
On a Sunday. On a Sunday, 9 o'clock. Puts it on, doesn't it, this podcast. Just fast forward it to his name.
No, yeah, puts it on double speed.
Yeah, there I am.
Yeah, I have to start just throwing James in at random points, just fucking, so he doesn't know that it's for him. So a couple new world orders now then. Jess, no. Oh, yeah, sorry. I was thinking that it was one from the other week, but it isn't. Or would send any vehicle modified to make extra exhaust pipe noise straight to a crushing company.
it's those ones that are like are really old and loud. Like the new ones are kind of sound spoilier anyway, but it's those old ones that are.
But that's the mod that's on it as well.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah,
there is no need for it.
No, I'm a big fan of all that, but no, I agree with you.
Yeah, there's a fucking Vauxhall Sphera that well, the car doesn't live, but the owner lives up the road from there. And they've modded that. Like, they've put the extra big wheels on, black alloys, fucking changed the exhaust because apparently it's a sporty car, so it's got two exhaust pipes. And he revs the bollocks out of it. It's got, there's speed bumps on my road. It's a school road. And you shouldn't even be going 30 on it, but he fucking rags the life out of it to the speed bumps and then fucking slows down, then fucking rags it again and again. I'm like, Jesus Christ, get the fucking hint, man. Like, anytime if I'm walking a dog and he drives past me, I'll just give him the head shake. Like, there's no need, mate. Yeah. Like, what's the point?
What are you doing?
I don't know. But even me, mate, my Polish friend that I still don't know his name, he's got his bike. And I was chatting to him the other day. And that Sphera drove past, and he's like, oh, I know my bike's loud, but you know, there's no need for that, is there? He's like, mate, I hear you as well. You know, I know when he rides past my house because I know what his bike sounds like, which is even worse at the moment because he got ran over the other day in Asda. Like, while the other car was going so fast, looking so with a general car park out the lanes, it's like a T junction. And so, as he's on the straight, the car's pulled straight out into the side of him, fucking dented his exhaust and scratched the car up and that. He's fucking walking with a limp. I was like, you doing the insurance? He was like, no, I can't be arsed. Fucking. Otherwise, I'd be claiming the fuck out of
him. Yeah, I'd be.
You know?
Yeah.
But, nah, I don't know if it's the Polish in him that doesn't want to deal with the aggro. Yeah, whether it's that, I don't know. But yeah, he's fucking just walking around with his limp.
Just limping.
And yeah, he'll be all right. But it's the, like, because he's got to pay a couple hundred to get the bits sorted out. He's not long got the bike as well. I say not long, probably about 12 months ago. But, you know, because it had been sitting in someone's garage for a long time, so he already had to change a load of things, you know, new brakes, fucking, I think he did put a new exhaust on as well. Fucking, he's had to do a lot of stuff to get it into a good condition anyway. And then, yeah, some cunt fucking hits into him. This is why I'm bothered about getting a decent van.
Nah.
But I say a decent van, the van's fucking solid. But like, getting a newer vehicle and that, because there's too many idiots out there. At least if someone, well, I have had people hit into that, I ain't asked.
Yeah.
Dented and whatever, but it's fucking, it's a solid van. Older vehicle, so it's not going to crumble as well like most of the new ones do. Fucking does made in. So, yeah, noisy vehicles, straight in the bin. Get it. But I thought that, not send him to the impound, but I thought the police were meant to have fucking done stuff about that anyway.
Yeah, so there is something that, because a lot of the people now that really spend a lot of money in the cars, they can turn the valve on the exhaust off. So basically you can either have it fully open or half closed so it isn't as loud. That's why the hybrid ones are a good idea. Well, because obviously you can start them in electric mode so you're not waking your neighbors up first thing in the morning when you turn it over. And then once you get like a more of a main road, switch to your petrol then. Wait, I say, right, it's going to be petrol. Yes. Switch to your combustion engine and then there you go.
Well, then start making noise.
Yeah, but you like if you want to draw carriage rails, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just as well, like if you're on a residence at 5 o'clock in the morning, you don't want
it. I've had that as well. The geezer next door, well, that used to live there, amount of times I'd go out in the morning, And I'm like, mate, just because I'm up and you're up doesn't mean you should be sitting in your car fucking revving your engine. Fucking. And it wasn't like he was doing it to defrost it or anything. It would just be fucking randomly at like 4:30 on a Tuesday in the fucking middle of summer. And he'd be fucking sitting there. And he'd have his music on and that as well. I'm like, mate, there's other people.
Yeah.
Fucking, or, you know, warned it in. His name was Ashley as well. Big geezer. Wasn't scared though. We got another new world order from Joe. So their law would be that the whole world has to abide to the same driving rules. So everyone drives on the same side. Traffic lights run the same. Give ways, stop signs, etc. That way, when travelling to another country, nothing changes.
Yeah, that's a decent idea, but it's like choosing which system to go with.
Well, depending on where they're from, they'd want to choose their own one, yeah, wouldn't they? I like the way the Americans one is, because we do have it at some junctions here as well, where like a left turn, you can still turn left when the lights on red. But with our ones, it'll give that green arrow to say, yeah, you can take that left.
Yeah, whereas, but with America, it's right. Just so you know, so obviously,
yeah, I'm saying it with our.
No, I'm just saying, like, the Americans, like, you're in the right.
Yeah. But that reminds me of Euro Trip, the film. Fucking when Vinnie Jones
is
driving
on the wrong side, the left hand side,
but with France, it's on the fucking roads. He's like, these fucking French fuckers, get off the wrong side of the road. And then, like, when they get to Italy. He's like, look at that fucking old side.
Just like, all he's chasing him. Well, like 30 of them chasing one geezer.
Just because he's wearing his national team's football shirt in his own country.
Like, I'm sure he has like a grocery bag as well, didn't he?
Or like a baguette in it or something. Or pasta, since it was in Italy.
No, I could do that. It wouldn't. Obviously, that's for someone who probably travels a lot and goes to different countries where you'd really feel the benefit of that.
I feel like there's a lot of countries that wouldn't be able to do it. Like, you see the state of India's roads and stuff. Like, they've barely got roads as it is. So that would cost a lot of money to get the infrastructure to do it. And then a lot of money training them how to like, drive properly as well. They'd have to be like an official company to take over a worldwide standards of this is your driving lessons and fucking this is how you got to do it and that.
And it's not just that, obviously the car steering will be on the wrong side in certain places.
But then manufacturers, as the new cars are made,
yeah,
make them all the same way then, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
But that's less of an issue in the grand scheme of having people drive on the left or the right side of the road. Because they do it anyway, I don't know. We see these cars coming from France or wherever, and they're left-hand drivers, and yeah, they're still driving fine, arguably anyway. A lot of work would have to be done for that. If in an ideal situation, that would work all right. I'm just checking to see if there was any more of those. No. We did have a lot of driving and ones like roadworks and that again. Stuff that we've covered a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't want to I'll repeat a lot of the stuff that we do talk about, so I won't do. So we will get on to the confessions. I should get the...
Wait, we've smashed these out to that.
Well, you know, we've got to give the people what they want sometimes, haven't we? I haven't touched my phone for a little bit. I've got a lot of fucking missed calls and texts and emails, but I'm not doing them. They can wait. Confessions then, please. Father Ash.
That's crazy. Confession one. You pretty much just have to compliment my eyes and I'll suck your dick. I went out last night and met an American guy that got drunk with me and had a lot of fun flirting with. Lol. Was flirting with him for a while. Then he said, I had beautiful brown eyes. And I was like, yup, that seals the deal. Which way do you want your dick slurped up, babe? In my head, of course. Since he was American, I thought, why not? And wanted to, let's just say, try a new delicacy. He managed to bag me and went back to his hotel. He was staying at for a little fun. I don't know. I sucked his dick like a porn star, and he made my pussy feel real good. Jeez. After that, got riled, and the neighbors properly heard us. But fuck it. Oh, and he let me steal one of his shirts too, that says USA on it. A little memento, if you will. You smiling face.
So, I mean, it's a bit on the nose, isn't it? If you're an American tourist, I'm guessing coming to the UK, what would you be walking around with USA top on?
I don't know. No, it was just...
They're more patriotic. If we do that, walking around with an England top on, you're seen as racist and that.
Commentary on a t-shirt.
It would be. I mean, we do see it enough. People going at the England flags out on the fucking cars during the football games or anything. So, I suppose that is why we wouldn't do it. There's just a lot to take in on that one, isn't there?
Well, she got a little memento from it.
Yeah.
She tried a new delicacy. She got complimented.
Mm.
Sounds like she had a good time, mate.
I think he did as well.
Well, yeah.
Mm. I mean, we've said it before, and I'm assuming this is one of the younger generations. They just seem free-flowing and really easy. Not all of them, but a lot of them. So,
compliment her eyes, mate.
Yeah. It's always a good place to start, really. Can't always go straight on to fucking look at them titties.
No.
What
should she do for her sins, Father Jamie?
I don't think there is a sin, to be honest.
No sins were committed.
just keep playing the game.
Just keep getting your little mementos.
Yeah, and just keep it real.
Keep trying delicacies.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Right. Confession two. So my son's friend came over because they were going to watch a soccer game, apparently. And when my son came to say hi to me, he hugged me and kissed me, as usual. But his friends came and also hugged me. But when he was hugging me, he placed his hand on my ass, and I was shocked. I didn't respond. I actually froze. So I couldn't say anything. And my husband wasn't home, so he didn't see anything. But this secretly turned me on. He made me feel special. Now, is this one all right, mate?
It sounds like the start of one of those black and orange movies. This older lady hasn't committed a sin, just enjoyed a bit of
So if she didn't enjoy it, loving. She would have been a bit boil-eyed, but
so I'd say you just need to be careful. Don't allow yourself to be tempted into anything that you may regret in the long run.
Yeah.
And hopefully a son was, and a son's friend, were of legal age where that was fine. Because that's a bit odd as well, isn't he? The son coming over, giving a hug and a kiss. That's fine, but why is the friend coming over to give a hug on that as well?
I don't know.
He's done that intentionally to make that move.
Yeah. And then why did his friend go, why did you hug my mum?
Why did you touch her ass?
Well, yeah. But he wouldn't have seen it, would he, if he was like, well, we're assuming no one saw it. But yeah, you've seen if you would assume though if you saw it, he would have said something. Yeah.
Mm.
There we go.
So, just stay faithful. And yeah, next time he goes to hug you, don't fucking have it. Don't let him do it because you seem to enjoy it a little bit too much. We've hit the hour mark now. We've got stuff to do. I've got to go pick up the van. £55 MOT and whatever other bits have been done. So I'm guessing nothing else has been sorted then because...
It was said.
Yeah, I thought there was... I don't know, Draken was out or something maybe. You know, when you just hear like a bit of a... The wheel spinning. So maybe it was just a Draken and he's done that for free. Good mechanic, my mechanic is. I mean, we ain't even spoke about Donald Trump. He's had a boss week.
I'm sure he'll have another boss week, mate.
He's just fucking... I had a bit of a fucking thought last Saturday because it always seems like after we've done a record, some good stuff comes out, you know. So there was the Ukraine meeting that was just after the record last week. And then no doubt something else is going to come out fucking later on or tomorrow morning. So it makes me think we need to do this on a Sunday. But we ain't got time for it. So we'll stick to the Fridays for now.
Soon crap on a Monday.
I know. But I just feel like good things happen on a Friday after we've done the record. But yeah, he's just kidding it still. He told Gaza about themselves yesterday as well, didn't he? I'm not sure. Yeah, so basically, like, you know, if you're not similar to what he says to Linsky, they're like, you know, I'm the one that's fucking dictating this stuff, so you gotta just play the game. Otherwise, you're left to yourself and you fucked. I know that Zelensky did send a formal letter after that embarrassing meeting that he had, essentially saying, look, now, sorry for the way I conducted myself and I want to take the deal that's on the table and get this ceasefire sorted out. Whether that happens, I mean, it's got to happen because there's been agreements for the lithium and stuff, because obviously with the electric cars, wherever they're mining it from, like Ukraine and Russia and stuff, Elon's going to benefit from that to get all the stuff for his battery cars. And so it's got to happen, because otherwise Elon's just going to be saying to Donald, oh, come on, mate, I want my fucking batteries. So let's get this fucking done. It's going to be nice to see what happens this week. I was going to go off on a fucking rant then about fucking two-tier care, but I'm not going to. We're not a politics podcast. I'll say it for another time. Otherwise, yeah, appreciate all the emails and the messages and that. Whoever's signed the hotline up to Domino's Pizza as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. we'll reap the benefits of the discounts that we're getting sent out. I don't know what they've got from that, really, but yeah, thanks for that. Links are in the description as always. Keep sending the messages in. Probably be more of a normal episode next week since we have had a few extras to try and rattle through. Doesn't mean you shouldn't send any more messages in. James, we'll see you next week as well, mate. we shall see yous later. Peace.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. You can't deny.